The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Merry Christmas. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy. And with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And Deb Hogan, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being with us during the holidays. We're happy to have you for a second week in a row. You were here last week and we were talking about repurposing, and we're going to continue that discussion this week.
Great. Thank you.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab. Check out the weather. See what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Remember to look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And we are always, always in search of new guests and interesting topics. So,
if we haven't covered it in the past 6 years and you think we should, let us know.
Well, not only that, not only a new topic to introduce, but also some topics that we may have done recently. We can bring a new guest and a new perspective. And so if you know anybody out there that's articulate, well-informed, wants to promote themselves, send us an email. Give us a call. Send me a tweet. At Jackie Ruddy.
That's the real Jackie Ruddy?
That's the real Jackie Ruddy. Okay. Well, I don't. No, no, no.
Oh, you're not
I don't use the word real. Oh. But it's at Jackie Ruddy, and it's at sign J-A-C-K-I-E-R-U-D-D-Y. Okay. Deep breath. Deb Hogan, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Tell me a little bit about you, what you do, where you are, and how you do it, please.
Sure thing. Be happy to. Well, again, we have a booth at a place called On and On Marketplace, located in downtown Scranton, 518 Lackawanna Avenue. And I've been in business about 2.5 years, almost going on 3 now. My specialty is repurposed vintage and handmade items for home and office. So most of the items, if not all of the items that I sell are one of a kind, and so that's what I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, and I'm enjoying it. Repurposing for, you know, again, home and office, things that, you know, may have a life of another time, and now, you know, doing it for something new and interesting. And you can find me on Facebook.com / one of a kind retro chic. I'm also available by email, dhoken, D-H-O-K-I-E-N, at hotmail.com, or by phone, 570-947-1269.
Okay. So repurposing gives an old item a new purpose.
Yes.
Okay. So that's repurpose. Okay, so it's a new purpose, and we've seen a lot of, we talked about a lot of nifty things last week. Sleighs, sleds,
yes,
pallets, doors, light fixtures, windows. We talked about all those items. Mm-hmm. And you are inspired by what? What's your style?
My style is mostly rustic, although I also, thinking about it a little bit more, I enjoy the natural beauty. So I like to bring nature indoors too, and I typically do that in my own home. I also carry that over into the handmade items that I would do for On and On and selling them. So yeah, I've always had this eclectic mix of new and old, vintage and new, I like to keep it interesting, so that's how I also translate that into my business.
Okay, so you use a lot of woods, barn wood.
Yes.
And even twigs.
Yes.
Tree limbs.
I was out one day walking my dog and saw this piece of birch wood lying on the ground in the woods, and I said, oh, I have to have that because it's beautiful, first of all. And it was a perfect length and not too big, not too small, perfect diameter. And I've since created a number of items, one of which in particular that I really love for Christmas, actually, is to use the birch wood. So you're talking maybe about 4 inches in height. If it's a fairly small branch that, you know, again, it's fallen off the tree, so it's, you know, easy to move and maneuver. You can use a handsaw. Again, I try to keep my projects simple. I don't like to, get into heavy equipment or, you know, unique tools or whatever to do my thing. So it's, you know, handsaw, easy enough to cut the birch wood. The thing that you have to remember if you're going to tackle a project with, say, birch wood, is that it, because it's, you know, laying on the ground, it's been there a number of, you know, months, maybe even years, the wood has started to deteriorate. So what I did when I cut the wood was I used Mod Podge, which is a glue, and it helps to seal the wood so that it's not flaking or, you know, leaving dust on your, you know, tabletop or whatever you're going to use it for. But once you seal the wood, then you can do a lot of different things. You know, you can bore a hole in the top of the birch wood and use that as a candle holder. Looks very pretty, very elegant. Again, maybe do several of those different heights. Group them together on a tabletop is very elegant, very nice. Again, rustic. I'm bringing the outdoors in. I've also actually glued using more secure glue, not hot glue. Typically, glue that you would find in a hardwood store that would hold glass to the surface. So I've actually taken a votive candles and I've actually glued them to the top of the birch wood piece. And again, it gives it a whole different look. Still, you know, it has the rustic look, but a little different, you know, angle or a different height by putting in a votive on top and then putting a candle in the votive.
What I like about you, and you mentioned this last week, which I think is worth mentioning once again, is that a lot of the things that you create and make are one of a kind.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to find her stuff at Walmart.
No. No. And I think that's the beauty of it and the creativity piece, because again, it's all about what I find on my travels, where I see it, what can I envision to do with it. Sometimes I'm inspired by it, like the birch wood, I was inspired by it, or I have an idea in my head and then I go out looking for those items or item to create what I want to create. So yes, they're all one of a kind.
So I don't have to worry about someone else or everybody else having the same.
No.
If I like unique and individual pieces, then I don't have to worry about it being mass produced.
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's the nice thing.
That's the nice thing. So, and it gives an old space a new look.
Yes.
And you blend the old with the new.
Yes, and that's been typically, like I said, my style over the years. I can find, again, an old piece and, you know, put it into the home and it maybe, you know, needs to be in a certain spot and it looks totally different in another area of the home or space. And it's very interesting to see how they work together. Maybe people don't even think that, you know, old and new go together, but they do it. And it makes it for a very interesting, I think, warm, homey, way to design your home.
How does it work? It just works, right?
Just
okay.
Works.
Now tell me this. I have an old rickety wood ladder that may not be the most stable thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. What can I do with that?
Oh, there's some really unique ideas that you can do with it. But one in particular is if you, again, keeping it simple, you know, taking perhaps a handsaw, maybe a little bit more, electric saw if you have it on hand. Be careful. You can actually cut the wooden ladder into two or perhaps even three pieces, depending upon your wall space, what you have available in your home, and mounting it to the wall securely, you can actually turn your old rickety ladder into a bookshelf.
And do I have to paint it?
Absolutely not.
But it's old. It's the old wood, and it has all these globs of paint all over it.
Yeah, some people like that look. You know, I mean, if you wanted to paint it, sure. I mean, again, I think my best friend is a spray paint can. if something doesn't look right, I'll just buy a colorful, can of spray paint, and it looks totally different. But you can certainly do that. But I think
if you like the rustic look, you can put it up just as it is.
Yes. And I was just going to say that tends to be what's in vogue in fashion now. You know, it's the rustic look. It's the exposed ceilings. It's the the wood on the wall in space. It's things of that sort. From the old that looks new again.
That's very clever.
Yes.
How about an old suitcase?
Old suitcases, yes. You know
the
what
type
I've seen?
That have the latches and...
Yeah, again, it's very easy to transform that, repurpose that into perhaps a little stool for yourself, a little, little bench area if you want, a little storeway. Just simply take some wooden dowels or even better, if you have an old table that's, being seen better days, you can take those legs, maybe cut them down to size if need be, or just use them as such, and then you mount those to the bottom of the suitcase, and you have a nice little, again, storeway cabinet or a little bench area or a little
table
for yourself. Sure.
How about, have you ever seen it turn into a medicine chest?
That, yes, I've seen it. I haven't done it, I have to admit, but that looks really interesting. So again, turn the suitcase on the lengthwise, so the long end of it, and again, with careful hardware mounted to the wall, and again, you can build shelves. You can get glass shelving to be cut to the size, or even very thin pieces of wood along the inside, and you have a shelving unit, which could be dubbed as a medicine cabinet.
Interesting.
Yes,
very interesting.
You know what I've seen? Old brass fire extinguishers. The old cans that they have? I've seen them polished up and turned into lamps. I always thought that was kind of cool. And it's really not that hard either. You got to make sure it's empty, though, because if you flip it over, it's going to start shooting out. But drilling a top out, putting a light in there or something, that's always pretty cool.
That is neat, yes. I've also seen lamps made out of, bottles that have liquor bottles, so that's something easy to do as well. I've seen that.
You hope they're empty.
Yeah, but
people
well.
Be tipping your lamp over to get a drink.
or maybe put a spout on it.
There you go, a spout. There you go.
What about some of the hardware? What do you use hardware for? What are some of the uses?
Yes.
All doorknobs.
Yes. Doorknobs are awesome. I've made, trying to be as visual and descriptive as I can. It's very, very easy to take an old porcelain doorknob. Those are going to be your better bet. I mean, if anyone has, say, the old glass doorknobs, it may not sit as nicely on a countertop as a porcelain one. But because what you want to do is, set the doorknob on the tabletop. And what I've done is, thicker wire. I mean, not thin wire. So it's got to have some gauge to it. And you can, glue that wire into the top of the doorknob. And, just with a little, pliers, you can twist the top of that wire around and you can make it into a picture holder or a business card holder. It's very simple to do that. And actually, tying that into the piece about birchwood, you can also do that same sort of idea with a larger, a thicker gauge, wire. Preferably if you can either paint it or have it rusted, that's even better because it brings that rusted look in. Drill a hole into the top of the birchwood and again do the picture, just put that wire in, take your pliers, sort of bend that wire around to be able to hold a picture or even a business card. That's been very pretty.
And then you have the length of the birchwood so that you can have several.
You can, exactly. Right. So just like I talked about grouping in terms of, birchwood as candles or candle holders, you could do the same thing with a family, portrait. So, that would be really nice.
That's a
neat
idea.
Along a mantle, say, for example.
Right. Wonderful. We're headed towards a break. Once again, Deb Hoken, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Your contact info, please.
Yes, we are located on and on Marketplace. It's a multi-vendor place on Lackawanna Avenue, 518 Lackawanna Avenue, downtown Scranton. You can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/oneofakindretrochic or by email dhokien@hotmail.com, by phone 570-947-1269.
Thanks, Deb. Pat?
Yes, we have a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home in the Hill section of Scranton at 912 Myrtle Street for only $64,000. This home has over 2,300 square feet of living space on 3 floors. It also has a large foyer, hardwood floors, and patio doors that lead to a rear deck. This home needs some love, but it could be a really beautiful home with some work. That's a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home in the Hill section of Scranton at 912 Myrtle Street for only $64,000, and that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Yes, and we're back. And we're even know that this place existed. I didn't know.
We have with us Deb Hoken, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Deborah, you are with On and On. You offer the items that you sell, handmade, vintage, and repurposed items at On and On. Tell us about On and On. Where is it? How can we get there? And a phone number, please.
Yes, sure. On and On is located at 518 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton.
What's it across from?
It's across from the new Coney Island.
Oh, now I know where it is.
Yes, everyone knows where Coney Island is. So we're right across the street from there. And they're open typically Tuesdays through Fridays, 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Saturdays, noon to 5. And I'm booth number 11 at On and On because there's several vendors that are in On and On. And you can reach me via my email address, which is dhokien@hotmail.com, by phone 570-947-1269, or I do have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/oneofakindretrochic, all one word.
Okay, so it is Christmas. This is Christmas weekend, and I'd like to talk about the holiday items that you hand make.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about some of the things, the nifty things that you do.
Yes, I think one, again, you know, keeping with the theme of being rustic and more nature-like and bringing outdoors in, one simple thing that I've done, and it looks beautiful, if you have a glass candle, so again, something that's, you know, around the house and it's, you know, plain on the outside, cinnamon sticks, actually, if you take your hot glue gun, and you need to break the cinnamon sticks. It's typically, you know, if you buy them from the grocery store, they're going to be longer sticks. I've also found cinnamon sticks in the craft stores around town. Typically, if you take heavy duty scissors to cut the cinnamon sticks to length, because again, you don't want them to be extended beyond the candle, so the candle will sit nicely on your tabletop or coffee table. And a hot glue gun, simple enough, just put a strip of hot glue on the backside of your cinnamon stick, and then you're going to place that cinnamon stick on the outside of the glass candle, and you're going to repeat that all the way around the candle, and making sure that the cinnamon sticks, now they're going to be a little irregular, and so you want to maneuver them as close as you can next to one another, and you're going to repeat that all the way around. So you're going to have cinnamon sticks glued on the outside of your candle, and you can leave them plain. That looks very nice. I've done it more, go toward holiday looking, where I've actually spray painted the cinnamon sticks a silver color. And again, I like to have a little sparkle for Christmas. You can actually, when the spray paint is slightly wet, you can use glitter. I use an iridescent glitter that, again, any craft store is going to carry. And you sprinkle the glitter around the outside of the cinnamon sticks while the paint is slightly wet. And again, it adds just a little bit of sparkle. It's very easy to do. You can even put a nice red ribbon if you'd like around it, tie it, and then put a little holly berry or whatever on the outside, and it's very simple. And again, you can group these or put them in a row, say across a table or on a mantle, and again, it's very simple, but it looks very elegant.
Nice. Okay, plastic candy canes, is there a purpose?
There can be.
What can you do with those?
And again, easily to find.
Yes, easy to find. I can't even imagine.
I know.
But people
use
them.
Plastic. Yes. Right. We can make those look pretty, Jackie.
All right.
And it's
Tell me about that.
It's very simple. Go to a fabric store. You don't need a lot of fabric, but, any holiday print fabric, or even if you wanted to go more in the rustic, primitive Americana style, you can get fabric easy. And again, using your trusty hot glue gun, you can take this fabric, and you want to cut or rip it. Some of them can be ripped pretty easy, particularly if you're using more of the primitive style fabric, into strips. And if you have a smaller candy cane, which I'm thinking in my head, you glue the one end of the strip of fabric to the bottom, and then you're going to simply keep continuing wrap that fabric around the plastic candy cane. And you probably want to add some glue, toward the middle part of the candy cane to keep it secure. And then you're going to continue to wrap until you get to the top of the candy cane, and then glue that end so that it's secure. Again, your imagination is yours. I mean, you can decorate it with some holly berries. You could put a bow on it. You could put some tinsel if you like. Very easy. And the uses for them are, many. You can hang them on a tree, hang them on a mantle, put them on a package, gift package. You can put them to a gift bag. I mean, they just add a little
touch.
I would
never, ever in a million years have thought of that. But you're bringing that old world charm,
yes,
right, into your house, on your on your tree,
yes,
on your mantle, on a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be doing that?
Oh, I'm going to go home and do it. I got to warm up.
You got
my
a
glue
lot
gun.
Of. Lot
you
of
got to warm up my glue gun.
Uh-huh.
Me and DC.
Doesn't take long either.
No. And it's so pretty, and it looks so nice and simple. That's what we like.
It's simple. Yes, I like simple for sure. Tell me something else.
Yes, you know what, too? This is easy enough. Glue gun, hot glue gun. I've taken ornaments, say just plain ornaments, glass ornaments. You can even use plastic ornaments. I know that they're available, too, in your local craft stores. And this takes a little bit more time, but it's the same sort of theme where you're going to keep wrapping. And I like to use twine. Twine, again, is very natural, I think, rustic looking. You can make it more old world charm, you know, depending on what you add to it. But simply wrapping twine on a glass ornament adds just another kind of element, another dimension to your tree, your Christmas tree. You can, I've used old lace as sort of, you know, to wrap around the twine to, again, make it a little, maybe a little more shabby chic, more Victorian looking for the Christmas tree. You can keep it simple with, again, you know, maybe you want to use a button, buttons. If you have old buttons, that would look pretty. You can put that around. Or just a simple bow on top. I mean, it looks really pretty. I've also done with twine, taking the forms, the styrofoam forms that you can find, again, craft stores, dollar stores, the cone style, I'm thinking. Again, just with a little patience and a lot of hot glue, you can wrap the twine around the styrofoam form. And again, going on the repurposing side of things, if you have, say, a candle holder, could be metal, could be wood, anything like that, and just simply, you know, after the form has been wrapped in twine, you can glue that to the candle holder, and you can make a tree. And again, grouping those in, you know, groups of two or four or three, different heights, different sizes, it makes for a nice, you know, a nice decor. And again, you know, as far as the topper of the form, because again, the form is going to have a flat edge on it. The forms have a flat edge. I mean, I've used pine cones as the tree topper, and it looks so pretty.
Wow.
Yes.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. How about using some things that are from our closet, old things that I'm getting rid of, say shirts, men's shirts.
Are you getting rid of my stuff?
I'm going to get rid of it.
Am I thinning out the herd there?
I'm sure.
Am I going somewhere?
I'm sure she can't do anything with 5,000 t-shirts. We're not talking about t-shirts. We're talking about long sleeve shirts, right?
Yes, the men's shirts, you know, the button down shirts.
Yeah.
Two of those.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I wear them to weddings and funerals.
I've made several of these in there. They look great. And again, you know, you can go formal, you can go more rustic. If you have, say, a flannel shirt even, I believe this will work. But you need a sewing machine. That's the other piece. So if you're a sewer, this is easy enough. You cut the sleeves off of the man's shirt at the elbow area, and if you sew that up, and again, maybe you don't need a sewing machine, you can use, you know, your hand sewing abilities too, it would work. You sew the sleeve at the bottom, and then voila, it is a wine holder gift bag, and you can put a bottle of wine in that, and you can tie the top of the sleeve around the neck of the bottle, and it could be, I've seen them use cufflinks, you can use that to secure the top of the sleeve, or you can use a piece of fabric, you could use ribbon. It's really, really nice, pretty, and a look.
So if all my shirts start disappearing, yeah. I know where they're going.
All two of those shirts. I don't think you'd shed a tear. And they're white. I mean, we're talking, I mean, I could, well, you do have a few flannels.
Yes, I do.
Because that's what you usually wear at this time of year.
That's my favorite color, flannel.
Yes, yes, and I can imagine, you know, a piece of twine around the top of it, you know, maybe with a little pine cone or something like that. And again, nice
cute.
Gift.
Nifty.
Gift, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, wow. Well, Deb Hoken, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories, we really enjoyed 2 weeks of fabulous discussion. Once again, a phone number, please.
Yes, 570-947-1269.
And you can be found at On and On. Down on Lackawanna Avenue. What's the address?
518 Lackawanna Avenue.
It's downtown Scranton. Thanks for your time. Two weeks in a row. Pat?
Yes, we have the perfect lot to build your dream home. This piece of land is 55 by 150 and it's flat as a board. It's located at 2821 Collery Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton for $29,000. This lot is directly across the street from a playground and a tennis court, All utilities are available to curb. Behind the lot is a ball field, and to the left, the lot is vacant. That's a 55 by 150 building lot at 2821 Collery Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton for only $29,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. A very Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all.
Merry Christmas.